When did you last sit down with a pen and a piece of blank paper and write a letter to a friend or relative? Letters were once an important means of communication, especially for friends and family who lived far apart. But all that's in the past. In a very short time, emails, tweets and texts have almost killed off the art of letter writing. Postcards too have been thrown in the rubbish heap of history. But something strange is happening in the world of personal communication. The humble postcard is making a comeback, and in a most unexpected way. What changed people's thoughts on sending postcards was an online platform called Postcrossing. It is now rapidly gaining popularity. Its tagline is "Send a postcard and receive a postcard back." What could be simpler and clearer than that? Postcrossing was started as a hobby by a Portuguese student called Paulo Magalhães. Paulo enjoys sending and receiving postcards from friends, family, or anyone from anywhere. He knew that other people in far-off places shared the same interest. But there was no way yet to bring these people together into some sort of community. Paulo put his thinking cap on. He could see how the web was uniting people from all four corners of the globe through shared interests like music and sport. So he set up a website to bring postcard lovers together, no matter where they are and irrespective of their age, gender or religion. In a matter of days, enthusiasts all over the world had signed up to use the website. Paulo was astounded at how quickly Postcrossing took off. In no time at all, the site caught the media's attention, so the membership grew. Paulo soon brought in volunteers to help him run the site. Over the years, Postcrossing grew steadily, and by June 2018, the site had over 726,000 members in 216 countries. Since its small beginnings in Portugal, Postcrossers who registered with the site have exchanged a total of over 47 million postcards. Who said sending postcards was as dead as a dodo? So, how does it work? You have to send a postcard to another Postcrosser and you'll receive a postcard in return. Postcrossing is free to join, but of course you have to pay for postcards and stamps, and spare time to write one. Anyone with a postal address can create an account. Once you have signed up, you can request to send a postcard. You will then receive an email with the name and address of another random Postcrosser, together with a unique postcard ID. This code identifies the postcard you send. When the recipient gets your postcard, he or she enters the code on the site. Once your card has been registered, you are eligible to receive a postcard from another member, the next one who requests to send a postcard. It could be anyone from anywhere in the world. You never know until you collect it from your letterbox. It's a surprise, it's great fun, and it's a thrill you can't get anywhere else. Postcrossing connects people of all ages across the world through postcards. It helps you make friends, breaks down barriers, and bypasses prejudices. You can also learn more about other cultures and even new languages. Why don't you give it a try and see if you enjoy it as much as others do? Go buy a postcard and a stamp and start your adventure.